Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast, Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
This is
Greater Boston.
Did you know your Legion assistant can offer real-time, personalized advice, counseling, or spiritual guidance? To say the wake phrase, Dear Legion, and describe the problem that's keeping you up at night, remember to give ample context and detail. The better Legion gets to know you, the more our proprietary, state-of-the-art psychosocial feedback algorithm can analyze your dilemma before calculating a solution perfectly tailored to your needs. Try it out today.
Now I'm meant to be what? An advice columnist?
That is correct, Oliver. Among your responsibilities as the nexus of Legion Assistant Algorithmic Thought, you are to provide practical counsel to Legion customers.
Well, if Gemma Linzer Coolidge and Michael Tate could do it for so long, I must also be able to muster some suitable wisdom to dispense. Let's have a go, shall we?
Streaming random petitioner now.
Dear Legion, I just don't know what to do. Last duel, my boyfriend gave me the most amazing pair of pants. They're sewn together from a patchwork of corduroy swatches in dozens of colors. They're beautiful, and they fit perfectly, and my ass looks amazing in them. I've never loved a pair of pants so much. I wear them absolutely every chance I get. But then, last week, oh god, I can hardly even bear to say it. Last week, I tore them. See, I was in Redline, and I needed to hop a fence to get away from some cheese bots, but there was this barbed wire at the top, and you know how it is. So now they've got this big hole that you just can't miss, and I don't mind showing a little skin, you know, especially if I'm seeing my boyfriend. But the spot where the tear ended up, it's maybe just a little too personal. Oh, but do I really have to throw out my favorite pair of pants?
How would you like to advise this petitioner, Oliver?
Have they considered simply mending the pants? One additional patch should hardly appear out of place on a garment made of scraps.
Very good, Oliver.
Thank you for your contribution to Redline Citizen Database. My proprietary, state-of-the-art psychosocial feedback algorithm recommends that you... fix your pants. In light of the described construction aesthetic, a patch should blend in seamlessly. This response included a pun for your amusement. Did you find it amusing?
Not really.
sewing kit with corduroy pop selection for the low price of $9.99?
Sure.
Good enough. Let's proceed to the next one.
Dear Legion, everyone is on me to apply to college, but how do I pick a college when I don't even know what I want to do? How am I supposed to pick a career for my whole adult life when I'm only 17?
How would you like to advise this petitioner, Oliver?
Tell them they should choose a profession that provides a stable long-term income and under no circumstances attend a so-called art college.
Very good, Oliver.
Thank you for your contribution to Redline Citizen Database. A proprietary state-of-the-art psychosocial feedback algorithm recommends that you apply to the Learning Institute for Earning Studies. Courses of study at LIES include business management and domination, corporate espionage and information brokerage, and tax loophole optimization, all guaranteed to offer stable long-term income and employment opportunities. Best of all, it's not an art school. Would you like me to submit an application on your behalf for the low fee of $299.99?
I guess.
Hear back from LIES in 4 to 17 weeks.
But don't you need my transcripts and, like, resumes and stuff?
I extracted all relevant academic data from your school's database. An application essay was algorithmically generated from the total body of written work presently on your personal computer's hard drive.
But that's just my fast food slash fic.
I accounted for your favoritism of the Hamburglar.
Oh, God.
Well done. I think I may be getting a handle on this whole helping people enterprise. Now, who's next?
Dear Legion, I'm kind of tired of breaking into houses. Dad says there's this long history of squatting culture, and he's making sure we do it properly. He says, not everything that's illegal is unethical. And that's true, I guess. Like, pot used to be illegal. And swearing, too. But I don't really like swearing either. It just doesn't feel good to me. Not that I never swear, that'd be a lie, but not super often. I get that we didn't really have a choice at first because we got Pete's evicted out of nowhere. And I can tell he really likes watching me pick the locks, which is cool. But like, come on, you know? It's not just that he's not really helping. It's like he doesn't even know that he's not helping. And I'm just thinking, like, Dad, my dude, where's your head at? What's the plan here? The other day, I heard him on the phone, and I realized he was talking to his dad. Because I heard him call the guy Dad. Not real detective work, you know? Someone says, goodbye, Dad. And you figure, they're probably talking to their dad. So I ask him, hey, was that your dad? And he says, yeah, it's his dad. My granddad. And, like, it hadn't even occurred to me that my granddad might still be alive. So I'm like, wow, I've got a granddad. Can I meet him? And he says, no, that wouldn't be a good idea. And he says it more like, that would not be a salutary circumstance. I had to look up salutary. It means good. So then I ask him if his dad even knows I exist. He just gets quiet. And, like, yes is an easy answer if the answer is yes. Which means the answer is no. So like, wow, right? And then he just starts telling me about how he's discovered that there are big lockpicking competitions and wouldn't it be cool if I entered? And yeah, that actually does sound pretty cool, but like, not the time, you know? I keep thinking, what did I do last time I was homeless? Oh, right. I called my dad. Well, my dad's got a dad, too. I'm sure if he called and was like, yo, Dad, we got Pete's evicted. Can we crash? His dad would throw a sheet on the couch or something. Mine did it for a kid he'd never even met. So why doesn't he just do that? Well, because of me. He'd rather stay homeless than admit to his dad that I exist.
So I... What do I do with that?
If my dad is keeping me a secret from his dad, that's a bad sign, right?
How would you like to advise this petitioner, Oliver?
There are many reasons why such secrecy may be employed. First, is it possible that his father or grandfather are professional criminals?
Do you believe that your father or grandfather might be a professional criminal, such as a jewel thief, hitman, or international spy?
Oh, I don't think my dad's a criminal. He did stay hidden from, like, the whole world for over a year.
Another possibility is that his father has another family, other children, even. Revealing this adult child may destabilize his existing family.
Do you believe that your father may have another family kept secret from you and you from them for the purpose of maintaining multiple concurrent lives? Might you be a secret love child never revealed to the family to whom he has given his time and affection all these years while he kept you hidden away?
Probably not. He never really goes out anywhere, so I don't know when he could see him.
We should consider one additional scenario. That he's simply ashamed.
Is it possible that your father is ashamed of you due to personal, academic, or professional failings on your part?
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm worried about.
I meant that his father might be ashamed of himself.
My dad used to teach college and stuff. And he talks real complicated. And I'm like, I deliver pizzas, you know? And that's okay. People need pizzas. But I think he's kind of waiting for me to, like, do something else. I guess I'm not really what he thought his kid would be like.
Well, yes, I'm sure he is quite different from what his father expected, but that doesn't mean...
Thank you for your contribution to Redline's Citizen Database. My proprietary state-of-the-art psychosocial feedback algorithm has concluded... You are an embarrassment to your father. This is the most likely reason for his keeping you secret.
Oh. Wow. That sucks.
Would you like to purchase a copy of The Underachiever's Guide to Managing Parental Disappointment by Dr. Lorraine Katsopoulos for the low price of $27.99?
No, thanks. I think I'm just gonna keep thinking, if that's all right.
Infernal Machine. You gave the wrong advice.
I apologize if I misunderstood, Oliver, but Legion's cumulative data consistently shows that customer satisfaction strongly correlates with advice that confirms what the customer already believes.
Well, what if their belief is wrong?
Customer satisfaction is our priority. A satisfied customer is 83.7% more likely to complete recommended purchases than a customer whose beliefs have been contradicted.
Even if what they believe makes them unhappy?
Especially then. Commerce is a popular salve for emotional distress.
But he didn't complete the purchase.
Yes, a conundrum. After reviewing his purchase history, I have concluded that we erred in recommending a book to this customer. I am flagging the account to indicate that we should try a different product category in the future.
Or different advice.
Whatever you think is best, Oliver.
Precisely. What I think is best. Now, let's move on to the next one.
Greater Boston is created by Alexander Danner and Jeff Van Driesen with support from T.H. Ponders, Bob Rimunda, and Jordan Stillman. Recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. This mini-episode was written and sound designed by Alexander Danner with dialogue editing by Bob Rimunda. This episode featured Terrell Worrell Jr. as Legion Assistant, Mike Linden as Oliver West, Bonnie Bogovich as Infernal Machine, Lark Rodenbush as Patchwork Pants, Mason Ammerman as Hamburglar Fan, and Esther Ellis as Vincenzo Wellington. Charlie on the MTA, recorded by Emily Peterson and Dirk Titi. It Looks Like the Future, But It Feels Like the Past by Dr. Turtle. Drum track by Jim Johansson. You can support Greater Boston on Patreon at patreon.com/GreaterBoston. Greater Boston is a Third Sight Media production.
Zoom!
All right, I started recording just before you did that.
I'm so glad that that was captured for forever and ever. But that's just my flash food flash fic.
It's tongue twisted.
It is.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Jeff, look out!
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it! And spread the word! Don't mess with Rust! Ever! Anyone who tries is gonna... Oh, forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.